is the voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on the program of Airinet on Indonesia today. On Wednesday, 19th February 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I would like to say that all of you are fine. And today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, there is a special thing, special moment, because a few minutes later we will have such, you know, special interview this regarding with, you know, Indonesian Voice of Indonesia talk afternoon with the theme Fascinating Indonesia, a Foreigner's View. So please stay tuned on Indonesia Today, on the program of Airinet on Indonesia Today.
Thank you. berlalu. Salahkah ku menuntut mesra? Tiap taufan menyerang kau di sampingku. Kau aman ada bersamaku.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, as I promised you before, this is the time for me to interview Mbak Agnes Servoso as a cultural artist of Hungary. Now we have been connected with Mbak Agnes Servoso. Hello, good afternoon, Mbak Agnes Servoso.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you today, Mbak Agnes?
All is good, thank you for your question.
Okay, well actually, first of all I want to say thank you very much because now you are able to manage your time and we are able to interview today, Mbak Agnes.
Thank you for being here.
Okay, well actually, how can I call your name, Mbak Agnes or Miss Agnes or... Can you tell me, please?
Generally, my friends call me Mbak Agi or Agi.
Oh, okay. Mbak Agi. Oh, great. Okay, Mbak Agi. Well, actually, so now today we have an interview related to VOI Talk. It is about fascinating Indonesia, a foreigner's view. In this case, we have to interview you, Mbak Agi. Actually, so what is your activity today, Mbak Agi?
Today?
Yes.
This is my first official activity, okay, today. And later in the evening, I will teach online class. Yes.
Wait, fascinating. So actually, what is the most interesting thing for you about Indonesian cultures, Mbak Agi?
Okay. When I was still living in Hungary, I studied cultural anthropology at university. I read the writings of Clifford Geertz, and I was like piqued. My interest was fascinated. I knew that Indonesia is an extremely diverse culturally, yes, and it was very promising for me as anthropology student. Now, I live here since 2004, already 21 years already, okay? So I see there are three main factors which are the most fascinating about Indonesia. The first one, still cultural diversity. The second one, beautiful landscape. And the third one, Indonesians are really, really friendly. So open-hearted and friendly people.
Wow, excellent. So those make you interested in learning Indonesian culture, Mbak Agi?
Yes. it begins with anthropology. So like, I knew that Indonesia is very ethnically diverse, okay? And it was like, you know, like a gold mine for an anthropology student. Yes, like if you want to make field work or studying cultural components, this is a very, very great place to do it.
Well, anthropology is also related to culture.
Culture, yes, definitely.
That means that you learned for many years about that. It seems that you can also speak Indonesian language, maybe, or Indonesian traditional language, maybe, Mbak Agi?
Now, actually, I'm fluent in Indonesia and also in Javanese language.
Wow!
But when I was arrived, 2004, I have not yet speak any Indonesian or Javanese language. So it was like, you know, the challenge of the first 1 year. So Indonesia was much more easier. But Javanese language, it was like a little bit, I need tutors, of course.
So, since when did you learn Javanese language, Mbak Agi?
In 2004, I got a scholarship called Dharma Siswa, and I was studying pedalangan, wayang, at ISI Surakarta.
Okay.
2004, it was still STSI, Sekolah Tinggi Seni Indonesia, but now it's called ISI, Institute Seni Indonesia. So, when I began study pedalangan, I immediately realized that without Javanese language, I can't do it because the language of wayang is like Javanese, New Javanese, Old Javanese, Kawi. So I have to speak. So after the first semester, I began to learn Javanese language structured in a structured way. I mean, like ngoko I learned with the friends, and madyo kromo kromo I learned from my teachers at the university.
Wow, really, this is wonderful, Mbak Agi, for me. So you can speak Javanese language.
Yes, actually, I can. Sekedik.
Okay, so you are also as a teacher, Mbak Agi. You also teach anthropology. Is that correct, right?
No. It's a little bit misunderstood. I'm not teaching anthropology. I'm teaching astrology.
Astrology. Okay. Yes. Okay. So. Actually, during your learning about Indonesian cultures, actually, so what are the differences between Indonesian culture and also culture in your country, Mbak Agi?
Okay, I'm from Hungary, and Hungary is a very, very small country with only population of 10 million. So it's very, very small. And based on its geographical location, our culture is much more unified. We don't not have a lot of ethnicities. We don't have tribes, no sukus. Basically, Hungary is also Catholic, so it's a little bit different with Indonesia, where the mayor religion is Islam, and the culture is based or rooted in animism and Hindu Buddhist traditions. In Hungary, our culture is based on Jewish, Christian, and classical culture. So I think there are a lot of differences we have not enough time to speak about all the cultural differences. So I'm more enthusiastic about finding the similarities,
okay,
the similarity between the two nations or the two countries, that both of them, Indonesia and Hungary too, we just like spicy food, especially chili flavored food.
So you really like spicy food?
like sedang-sedang.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, good. But Aki, actually, until now, maybe do you have any favorite traditional food that until now you maybe often tasted?
Yes, of course, because I'm living in the countryside, around 30 kilometers far away from Surakarta, so it's difficult to find Western meals in my neighborhood. So I'm consuming Javanese food. Generally, my favorite is pecel madiun because I like vegetable. And the second reason is that I really, really like when there are several kinds of food on the plate. So pecel madiun is my favorite because there is pecel, okay, and there is tempeh, kering, serundeng, rempeyek, okay? And I also like nasi campur, Balinese nasi campur.
I see. For me, it is really difficult, yeah, to explain about pecel madiun, but when we try to taste it firstly, wow, for me it's still delicious.
Yes, it's very delicious and like colorful, yeah, with a lot of kind of several kinds of food on the plate at the same time.
Okay, so Bagi, maybe I believe that you often taste Indonesian traditional food, I mean. So maybe have you ever tried maybe to cook maybe one of Indonesian traditional food, maybe?
Yes, at home actually I more often cook Indonesian than Hungarian food. So it's like already common thing for you. I live here already 21 years, I already have children, so I have to cook.
Yes. Okay. Well, actually,
but you know, like pecel is not the kind of food which I like to make at home, because too lot of kind of meals together. So I like just make botok or lodeh or something like that, tumisan.
Okay. Well, until now, does Javanese language or does Japanese culture influence your life, maybe, Mbak Agi?
Actually, there are a lot of things in Javanese culture which is very, very different in my original culture, because in Hungary we are straightforward. And in Java, especially in traditional Javanese culture, there is a thing which I can't assimilate myself. Namely avoiding conflict. You know, like in Europe, we just like facing the conflict, not seeking for conflict, but facing the conflict, okay? And in the Javanese culture, especially in the countryside, people are just avoiding conflict. So they just use a kind of subtle communication with subtle clues, like rosso, pangro. So you have to understand it, you have to feel it. But they are not speaking out loudly or not giving the straight message for you. So it's a little bit difficult, and I feel it's very interesting because it shows that Japanese culture is more about your emotional quotients than about your IQ. So you have to be full of empathy.
Yes.
Okay? And you have to feel what the people are trying to express without saying it exactly. Beneath it, I think social harmony and strong emphasis on family and community ties. This is the most important value of Japanese culture, how I see. Okay.
Okay. So it seems that this is really interesting for me to talk more about this, Mbak Agi. But before this, let us listen to one of these songs, Mbak Agi.
Thank you. tempat peristiwa. Disitu ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Now let's continue our interview again with Mbak Agi. Hello Mbak Agi.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again. Okay. Well, actually, lots of experiences that you share us today, Mbak Agi. Actually, including maybe about maybe your ability maybe on how to sing a song or maybe to dance like maybe like sing then maybe you also learned about this, Mbak Agi?
Yes, since 2009 mm-hmm. I'm working as a sing dan panggung.
Wow.
Mostly on wayang kulit performances but also
puppet show, you mean?
Singing along with Karawitan for different occasions like dance, also for Klenengas, Klenengas for Pahargyan, marriage ceremonies. So this is a part of my life since 2009. Traditional art, namely Karawitan, Karawitan Jowo.
So may we hear Bagi about maybe can you try to maybe just speak maybe one sentence of Japanese language maybe.
what shall I say?
Just say maybe here is the voice of Indonesia.
It's half English actually.
okay just maybe well say like
Puniki Suanten Indonesia.
Oh, cool. Great. So, Bagi, do you also teach Indonesian students to be learning about, like, you know, yeah, of course, about, like, astrology, like you said before?
Yes, I'm teaching astrology, and a part of astrology is I'm teaching about System Variga. System Variga is, like, your astrological knowledge and tradition, which exist in Nusantara since Hinduism, since Buddhism. So it's a little bit a part of it with Wuku, with Pranoto Mongso, but actually it's not my specialization. Mm. I'm just a little bit try to give them a more holistic approach that 1,000 years ago Indonesia or Nusantara was not like a marginal place, but it was like a very, very important place globally. Mm. And a lot of kind of knowledge was highly developed here.
Mm. Okay, so really, that means that you also give such goodness, for many people by sharing about information and even about capabilities, knowledge that also share with Indonesian people.
Hopefully, because Javanese wisdom about knowledge is ilmu iku kalakone kantilaku. So it means that the real knowledge is something which you can practice. And I see like you share knowledge to people, and what you share, it becomes their knowledge and their practice. This is the real. Knowledge which became perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Mbak Anggi, maybe have you ever tried maybe to invite maybe one or two people of Hungary, maybe your relatives maybe in your country, to also learn Indonesian language or Indonesian cultures, like you maybe?
Especially Indonesian language, not. But my mother, my brother, my sister-in-law, a lot of my friends regularly come to Indonesia, and we try to explore more than just like a holiday in Indonesia. You know, like Indonesia is much more interesting, much more deep going, much more variable than like staying in a resort in Bali and just enjoy swimming pool and your cocktail. So, and they always really, really enjoy the time. Actually, food is, I think, food that you can find a lot of kind of food on the street, and it's clear. I mean, it's healthy, not like in India. Okay. And they can try a lot of kind of variation of local meals, and this always is a very, very good thing to make ties with this country.
Hmm. Okay. So, what is your opinion about the role of culinary in Indonesian culture, Mbak Anggi?
Actually, I see that food and culinary is the most important reflection of cultural diversity which we can find in Indonesia, a wide Indonesia. And food is not just like something which we eat to maintain our body, but food also have very important role in ceremonies and social activities. Actually, this is very similar to Hungary. Because different with other or Western European countries, in Hungary, we always offer food for guests, include chance visitors. You know, like we haven't made appointment, but someone is coming to my home. We always offer food, like in Jawa. Or in Indonesia, kamu sudah makan belum? It's like this. So actually, in a certain period of my life, I visited Banyuwangi very often, and I saw their Slametan and ritual meals are very, very important to preserve the traditions of the community. And there you can see that local people just maintain what they find around them ecologically into something which is very, very meaningful and sustainable also.
Yes. So it seems that you meet some Indonesian people maybe every day perhaps. That means that the more you know the people and the more you know the Indonesian tourism, destination maybe, that means that you have full of Indonesian cultures, Mbak Anggi. So actually, how many, how often have you visited Indonesian tourism destination, Mbak Anggi?
Actually, working as a pesinden panggung, it means that you have traveled a lot. Okay, because most of my performances are not in Surakarta, but in different provinces, in different towns. Sometimes I have to travel to Kalimantan, to Sumatra. So actually, I'm more traveling when I'm working. And because it's not a kind of office work, it means that I have a lot of opportunities to explore around, to see beautiful places, to try local food, to try local experiences. So for me, traveling is more like, you know, like usually I travel more than when I'm working.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So the more you visited, one of many Indonesian regions, that means that, or province, I mean, that means that, and the place, you also know about the cultures and also know about the tourism destination, Bagi. That's correct.
Yes, because generally we are hosted.
Yes.
And our host always offer us local food, local pride.
Yes. Well, if it is possible, maybe... Can you maybe show us maybe 1 minute maybe or a few seconds about Sinden?
Okay, maybe I have to explain. Sinden is especially a part of the Karawitan, Gamelan.
Mm-hmm.
So Pasinden means that you your function is like another instrument, like rebab or gender. So it is not like Sindenan without gamelan. But if you mean in the term that singing bovo or mochopat, yes, I can do. But I have to sing at first what I want to sing.
Okay.
Let's maybe Asmarandono Semarangan.
Yes,
okay?
It's okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, and our listeners also ready to see and even listen to Mbak Agi. Really excellent, extraordinary, Bagi. Really, like.
Thank you for your appreciation.
Perfectly, you can make it very well. Wow. Good. Well, how can I say? This is really extraordinary for me to see you directly, this Bagi, from this.
You made me shy.
Very good. Well, so, yes, last question. Bagi, we last, actually, so what is your hope, Bagi, for you, especially in learning Indonesian culture, maybe again and again, and also maybe you have also such hope for many foreigners, maybe like they can also learn Indonesian language or Indonesian cultures, Bagi?
Okay, because I'm particularly working in the traditional art scene, I see that traditionally art is very important and the organic part of the culture, but there are huge social changing occurring globally also in Indonesia, and they have a little bit feeling and experience in the last 10 years that this kind of change is influencing how we maintain culture. And I feel like traditional culture in all of the regions of Indonesia became more marginal. So I hope that government especially has a special interest how to help preserve culture. Because when we ask all the people, government, non-government people, will say, yes, traditional culture is very important to being preserved. But how? What's the way? How you want to realize this? And we can say that a lot of expats, a lot of foreigners are really, really enthusiastic about Indonesian traditional art. So I think this is still a very, very increasing and very, very interesting part of Indonesian culture, which we have to preserve together.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Agi, for your time and attention to have joined.
You're welcome. Absolutely welcome. Today. Thank you for the possibility being here.
Okay, have a nice day, Agi. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, listener, that was our special review. It is related to our VOI talk with the theme Fascinating Indonesia, a Foreigner's View, with by Agnes Servoso, a cultural artist of Hungary.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Once upon a time, the angels did not fear. In the legend of Tutumenten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young farmer. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Away from Manado is coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Thor's Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and damn lines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Besok sampai selamanya, kita buka mata bersama, melihat pagi yang berbeda, dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi, ada temanku melihat bintang. Kini setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima. sebentar saja. Tiga hari lah paling lama. Semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati ini. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku punya.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, it seems that we must end our togetherness at the program of Airnet on Indonesia today. Thank you for listening and watching us. Then we are going to continue our Indonesia today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia today, only on VOI and RRINet.
Indonesia. Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When Nada in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada regent Paulo Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agro-tourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Nada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Ini kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. we strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajo Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agritourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Region Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and hot springs. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Here's the newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, has said that President Prabowo has emphasized the importance of infrastructure development that has a direct impact on economic growth and public welfare. According to him, efforts to achieve food self-sufficiency, energy self-sufficiency, and downstreaming require building stronger human resources through the development of education, health, and connectivity, for which adequate infrastructure development is needed. Chairman of the National Economic Council, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, announced that his team had enlisted several young Indonesian talents to develop an artificial intelligence service. According to the council chairman, on the sidelines of the Indonesian Economic Summit 2025 in Jakarta, the government has recruited a number of Indonesian youngsters who are currently working on the AI service. That is live from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. angin malam mencekam, mengempas membelai wajah ayu. Itulah kenangan yang terakhir denganmu. Ku dekati diri